Absolutely. It's a pleasure to take the time and just to be able to contribute in a little way. Again, like I say, don't have the words, and very often when people go through tremendous suffering, those are the ones that have the holiest souls, the holiest neshamas, and for whatever reason Hashem chooses them to have to sometimes endure these things. Again, I give you a bracha that things should go smoothly and sweetly, Bezrat Hashem, going forward, whilst at the same time just to realize sometimes it's only because of who you are and because you might have a very great soul that Hashem has given you these challenges, whereas many other people would not, or souls would not even be able to endure such a thing. And again, there's reasons beyond our understanding why Hashem needs us sometimes, souls, to go through these things, very, very complicated things. Just in response to what you mentioned in this last message, so this is a very complicated thing, but the one thing to remember is that just remaining and just getting up in the morning every day is, especially if one's going through very difficult challenges, is the biggest mitzvah in the world. It's one needs to do anything and everything to avoid, God forbid, taking one's life. And again, if one does so and endures even whatever pain that might be in this world, they will be rewarded beyond imagination in the next world. We believe there's a next world, and it's really, really not simple at all when, unfortunately, people do take their life. But when people, again, even if they're just getting up in the morning, and even if one's going through tremendous pain, like I said, the reward in the next world is going to be absolutely immense. The concept of how it works is when people come back to this world and Gilgulim and reincarnation, it's quite, there's a lot about it, and it's a whole topic in its own right. But anyway, I just wish you continued success. And again, just we should all have that emunah, that belief that Hashem has got our back in the end of the day. And for whatever reason, you know, we got many questions. How could the Holocaust happen? How could the October 7 happen? How could these things happen? And without emunah, without that belief in Hashem that He's always got our back, it's very hard to continue. Whereas at the same time, you know, I've seen people here who have lost children and more, and just going through tremendous pain. And their response is just incredible and inspiring. They're able to digest that they know everything is from Hashem, and they know Hashem's got their back. And again, as hard as it is, we just got to try more and more each day to live more and internalize that truth. That is for sure the truth. The only reason Hashem created the world is for our pleasure, for our good. It's just that sometimes, and again, that doesn't happen in this world. The greatest pleasure in this world is nothing compared to eternity. Just to appreciate a little bit what eternity truly is. You know, 120 years is nothing. Just to digest that, eternity means forever. Just to, again, a parable that I've said many times from Chofetz Chaim and others, if you have a large stadium, imagine a little bird comes and takes a piece of sand out, just one grain of sand every 100 years. How long is it going to take to empty the stadium? It's billions and billions of years. That's still not eternity. Eternity is forever. But we have to build our emunah that it's not just talk, small talk, this. It's the truth. So in a sense, whatever we go through in 120 years, it's painful and difficult. And like I say, I keep saying, we can pray for each one another, that we should all be blessed with this beautiful, sweet things. Because it's hard to endure these things. Whilst at the same time, in comparison to the big picture of our true life, of eternity, it's so small. And again, it would be the greatest regret a person would have for not capitalizing on the opportunity of this little bit of time we have. The biggest mitzvah in the world is to have emunah. If somebody's going through such tremendous, tremendous challenges and they wake up in the morning and they just, you say, you know what, Hashem, I know it's for my best. It's so hard, and you can even cry or whatever it might be, but I know you got my back. I know it's for the best. And then at the same time, say, Hashem, please change it. Please, it's too hard for me. It's so hard for me. But one carries on getting up every day. God forbid one never goes in that direction of self-destruction or anything like that. It is the biggest mitzvah a person's doing. And when they get to the end of their life, when Hashem decides it's the end of a person's life, because when a person themselves gets involved in that and God forbid, interferes with Hashem's plan, there's very, very, very serious consequences for that, and it's really not simple, and that can be very devastating in an eternal way, which is something that one needs to do, avoid at any and every cost. But at the same time, when one is able to just continue getting up in the morning, doing the best that they can, just getting up, just continuing, and again, hanging on to Hashem, in the best way that we can, whatever that means, trying our best just to again pray for the better, but at the same time accept the situation. This is what Hashem wants for me. One never knows. I don't want to go into all the different midrashim now. You know what? Why Hashem does different things to different people at different times, and we just have to remember that the starting point. Hashem loves us. Hashem only wants the best for us. And if something's happening, even if we cannot understand, firstly, we hope that it will change and we hang on to that hope. And at the same time, we remember and do our best to internalize that Hashem's not being mean to us. In our eyes, it's like a blind person, you know, or a little kid. Just imagine little kids about to run into the road and about to be hit by a car, and you're there. If a person's not a caring individual, just let them get run over. If you're a caring individual, what we do, you'll yank them out the road, even if you like dislocate their arm. And the kid will look at you and maybe like hate you. Like, what did you do to me? Why you yank me out and hurt my arm so much? You know, and they don't realize that you just saved their life. And we don't understand all Hashem's calculations, what he's doing to an individual. Why, if we would see it again in the next world, we would actually thank Hashem for the things that we've gone through. It's so difficult to digest in this world, but that's why we have emunah, and we need to build it more and more each day, doing the best that we can just to live with Hashem and realize that there's no such thing as just the nature of the world. Hashem is 100% involved in every little detail of your life, orchestrating every single detail. Hashem should just bless you again with its most beautiful, sweet life in every way going forward.